back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789, but only for text today. Only for text. The whole radio is moving to bigger quarters, a bigger studio, and the lines are not yet hooked up today. So text. Text to 844-967-2789. Any comment or question you have, Luke will read it out over the air. And while you're at it, by the way, I always encourage everybody, go to the Devil Radio website. Download our app, or go to the Apple or Google store and download our app. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7, wherever you go. It's the easiest way to listen to us. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. More than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day around the state, peddling the big lie, casting doubt on our elections, subtly undermining our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw are the two stations, the two broadcasts that stand up for our democracy, stand up for our elections. Well, I'll tell you what, Pence finally grew a pair. Pence finally stood up in a very kind of weak, weird, passive-aggressive way. Over the weekend, defending his actions on January 6, where he refused to try to tamper with the certification of the elections, he rebuked Trump. He said, I know that former President Trump said that I could have changed the result, but Trump is wrong. That's the word he used, not wrong. He didn't say crazy, lying, he just said wrong. Then there's a chorus of hosannas. What a brave man he is. Well, come on, come on. This should have been said a year ago. The response is, what are you, nuts? This is a ceremonial role, 50 secretaries of state, the majority Republican, 50 governors, the majority Republican, certified these results. I'm supposed to stand here in a ceremonial, ministerial fashion, just intoning, I accept the judgment of the states. That's what I'm supposed to do. What I should have done, put on a three-cornered hat and pants that stop at my knees and velvet shoes or something with buckles, stand there with an empty musket and do this as theater. That's all it is. It's theater. So what did Trump say when Pence said that he was wrong? This little worm-like break with Trump, that's all Pence said, he's wrong. Here's what Trump said. Quote, I just saw Mike Pence's statement that he had no right to do anything regarding the electoral vote count, other than being an automatic conveyor belt for the old crow, Mitch McConnell. To get Biden elected as quickly as possible. Him and all the rhinos and Democrats, sad. That's bad. You know, Mitch McConnell is a broken down old crow. So there's truth in that. He is a broken down old crow. However, there is some high stakes poker going on here. Let me tell you what it is. All these people in public life want to be president. Every alderman in this country looks in the mirror and says, I see a future mayor, governor, or president. Every congressman and senator looks in and says, I see a future president. They all want to be president. There are realistically only a handful of people who have a shot. Pence normally would have a shot. He's the former vice president. And even though the ticket lost, you know, Nixon had been vice president on a winning ticket. Gore had been a vice president on a winning ticket. Very, very common for party just to anoint former vice president as the nominee. However, there are a few differences with Pence. For one, it's very rare for your party to build a gallows outside the Capitol and hunt you down the hallway shouting, hang Mike Pence. You know, I don't know, maybe it's just me. That's kind of rare. I've never heard of that before. And they hunt for the guy, and if they found him, they would have killed him. So trying to get nominated in that party is going to have some difficulties for the guy. So he has tiptoed around. The other thing is, he is not as pure as the driven snow. when Trump told him to do it, he called up Dan Quayle to get his advice. If Dan Quayle had said to him, Dan Quayle was George H.W. Bush's vice president, and he was a nonentity, nobody remembers him anymore, but it turns out he at least had some common sense. And he said, Pence, are you out of your mind? Don't even think about it. Don't even go there. You think you can overturn an election that you lost and make yourself vice president again? Are you kidding me? What Pence did was chicken out. He did not have a morality attack. He chickened out. And he didn't, right from the get-go, say Trump's out of his mind. That would have been unconstitutional and criminal, and I wouldn't do it. If he had done that, I think that he now would be in a much better position. But he kind of limped along, saying, no, I like Trump. I'm sure he likes me, even though he called me these names. Try to suck up to Trump. Now he realized he can't suck up to Trump. So Trump, he says, is wrong. He hopes that that offends as little as possible the base. Well, the base is easily offended. Their vanity is vast. They're not going to like it. And Trump, and I do like these statements. Bat feathers crazy, but Trump goes, just saw Mike Pence's statement that he had no right to do anything regarding the electoral vote count other than being an automatic conveyor belt for the old crow Mitch McConnell to get Biden elected as quickly as possible. Rhinos and Dems, sad. Now, that's the status of this thing. Pence has finally figured out, I don't know what it took him so long, that if he's going to get the nomination in 2024 in a party that built a gallows to hang him and then hunted him down the hallway looking to hang him, flat out hang him. If he's going to get elected in that party, he's got to have a different message other than the Trump message. I think it's long overdue. His competition is DeSantis of Florida. DeSantis makes many mistakes, but he's making a huge mistake. If he had just presented himself as an affable conservative who stands by our Constitution and our elections, but is going to try to get a different outcome next time, he'd be untouchable. But what he does is he's peddling the big lie himself. He's cutting off aid to school districts down there who have mask requirements. He's doing everything he can to dissuade people from being vaccinated. He appointed a surgeon general down there who is really flat out crazy. This guy, if you ever saw him testify on COVID and all that, Pence is trying to go deep Trump. And the only guy who can go deep Trump is Trump. Because Trump has a way with words that they like. He has a personality they like. So there is an opening for Pence. But Pence, unfortunately, is not showing courage. Pence tried to weasel around it and make it happen by talking to Dan Quayle. And when he realized it was too risky, that's when he refused to do it and then ran for his life and hid in a secret hiding place in the Capitol when they came to hang him. And now he is surfacing. His only shot, I'm talking about the nomination, he's not going to beat Joe Biden, but his only shot is to fan the flames of this continued division in the Republican Party between the mainstream Republican Party and Trump. Mainstream Republican Party is afraid of the Trump base. They know they can all be primaried and Trump can snap his fingers, endorse someone, and that person automatically gets 35% of the Republican vote, maybe more. So they're afraid. But at the same time, they hate Trump, can't stand him, they're afraid of him. It's often been said that if those conviction votes in the Senate on the two impeachments had been by secret ballot, Trump would have been convicted 100-0 in both votes. It's basically fear and intimidation that's keeping him out of it. So what happens? What happens in the presidential primary for the Republicans in 2024? And you know when it's going to kick in? Everybody lies in the weeds lies in the tall grass through the November elections. Then there's Thanksgiving and Christmas, and starting the first week in 2023. It's the Oklahoma land rush. It's aqueduct. It's the Arlington racetrack. The gates come up. Off they go. You'll see it less than a year from now. So Pence is maneuvering, and this is the way he maneuvers. It's not enough. It's not enough. He should be able to beat DeSantis in his sleep. He has much more name recognition. But he is basically a weak man who did what he did, not out of morality, but out of fear of the constitutional consequences. And now he's trying to come up with some rhetoric. Look, here's the deal. Trump continues to insult Mitch McConnell. He insults any Republican, congressman, or senator who votes for anything of Biden's, including the first infrastructure bill, the hard infrastructure bill to rebuild our airports, roads, and bridges that 19 senators voted for, 19 Republicans. When you continue to belittle people, insult them, and humiliate them, they have egos. One of the things that takes a lot of people in politics a long time to realize is this. Other people have feelings. Other people have feelings. And when you hurt their feelings and you hurt their vanity and insult them in front of their families and supporters, they will get you. There is a growing mass of people in the Republican Party who will do anything to stop Trump from getting the nomination. I don't know who they'll rally around. They don't have much. The pickings are slim. Pickings are slim to none, and Slim just left town. I mean, they can't have Cruz, for God's sake. They can't have Hawley and Cotton, Rubio and Graham, Pence and DeSantis. Sad, very sad. That is the status of the Republican Party right now. We're going to a break. Lines open only for text. 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break.